bitches. It's this week's episode of Turbos and Tuning. I'm your host, Dacian Justice. This is the daily
off of the regular show. And today we're going to talk about some of the most underrated vehicles available on the market currently. And this is taking into consideration power, performance, weight, drivability, just overall quality of build, and cars that I think are great tuner cars that are available to you now that are in different price points, but are, in my humble opinion, completely underrated. They have either A, tons of potential in them, or come already packed. And in most cases, they are packed full of performance from the factory. So buckle up, because here we go. Oh, no intro music. I'll probably throw in some music, though, for all you Apple Music users. If you do have Apple Music, you can hear the full version of the song. You can skip ahead, too. I figured out a way to do that. So if you are annoyed a little bit by it, just feel free to skip ahead to, you know, through the song. If you don't have Apple Music, then you get 30 seconds of the song. So I picked some songs that are driving songs or just some nice hip-hop. I'm probably going to do an episode, just to give it away now, an episode of the best driving songs, in my opinion, songs that I've always driven to ever since I started driving. And some of them will probably surprise you, but others will be probably like, oh yeah, that's a classic. For example, I'll just throw out one. I threw it out to my wife. She was like, what do you mean? Like songs that dudes like to play while they're driving? And I'm like, yeah. And she's just like, okay, can you give me an example? And I said, Tom Petty, Free Fallin'. Like, everybody loves that song, and it like exudes riding down, you know, Route 66 or hitting the Pacific Highway and just having the top down in your convertible. It's just overall, that's the feel the song gives to me. But anyway, without further ado, for this episode, let's start off with a big boy. And when I say big boy, I'm referring to just raw power. And I've talked about the car enough for you to know that I'm a slight fanboy, but I still think it's like a great car for consideration for anyone that's in this price point. And this is the $60,000 to $70,000 price point. I don't think you really can go wrong with this car. And that is the Camaro ZL1 1LE. I can't say enough about it. It's 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque. For us international folks out there, you're looking at 485 kilowatts of power and 881 newton meters of torque. So from the factory, already a boss. And remember, this is that 6.2 liter supercharged V8 that you get in the Z06. And then you get a bigger version in the ZR1. But just an amazing car overall. Handles well, comfortable, fairly reliable. It's got, you know, it's a proven engine. It's a proven power plant. You're not going to really have to deal with, you know, maintenance problems, etc. So just kind of keep that in mind. I personally, it's a personal favorite. I think it's a better option than the Z06. The Z06 definitely has better performance numbers, but let's talk about that a little bit. Same engine, right? So why does the Z06 get better performance? Well, one, it's a more aerodynamic car, lower to the ground, lower center of gravity. It's a well-balanced vehicle for both cars, but it's weight. It's just weight. It's like, anytime people will talk to me about how do I make my car faster? Like, yeah, you can drop a bunch of money into parts and labor and shit like that, but I'll be honest, lose some fat. Drop some fat. Don't be so fat. Your car's fat. And guess what? In this case, that's true. The Z06, for example, is like only like 3,300 pounds. No, 3,500 pounds-ish. Not counting with user, of course, in the passenger driver's seat. And then, so you're talking a 300-pound weight gain for the Camaro. And then the aerodynamics, I think, is a huge part. Now, I think Chevy does a better job putting a track kind of ready suspension, etc., in the Z06. So that's where you also gain time and speed, etc. But 0 to 60 times are comparable. It's a whole half second slower than the Z06. The Z06 throws down 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, whereas the Camaro does it in 3.5. So there's the difference. But for me, that's weight gain and aerodynamics. If you like the look of the Z06, okay, have at it. Get the Z06. But guess what? You're going to pay $20,000 more for the exact same car, essentially, except for aesthetics and weight. So for me, for 65 grand, I'll take the Camaro. And I probably can actually get it for a little less than that, depending on what's sitting on the lot. Now, you know, to each his own on that one. But, you know, there's plenty of people that have 1,000 horsepower Camaros and Z06s. So if you want to get up to that, it's not a hard leap. It's not, you know, you're talking probably 20 grand, you know, a lot of weight reductions. For the Z06, you definitely would want to focus on the cooling aspect of it. It does not cool well. That's something that they actually addressed in the ZR1, and that's what everyone's a little bit worried about with Zora when it comes out, being that it is mid-engine. The worry is Chevy going to be able to keep it cool? So we will have to wait and see on that one. So, trying to give me a ticket, bitches. All right, so the other fanboy pick for me on this one is the Kia Stinger. Now, it's not the fastest. It's fucking heavy. That's its big problem. If we're going to talk about fat, the Kia Stinger is extra fat. And, I mean, this is a luxury car, so I get it. But get this. You know, the Camaro is 3,800 pounds. Guess how much the Kia Stinger is? The Kia Stinger is a fat-ass 5,200 pounds, dude. This thing is 2.5 tons. It's going on a diet. But tons of power here, 365 horsepower, 367 pound-feet of torque. That's 272 kilowatts for you international folks, and 498 newton meters. So this is a pretty potent car. Of course, it's a BMW engine, power plant, etc. But it's just a fun car. If you haven't test drove one and you're in that $50,000, that's what you're going to have to pay for the GT2 sedan. Seats five comfortably. Beautiful sounding car. Love all the bells and whistles. Beautiful touchscreen, blah, blah, blah. So it's a great car. So if we look at like ratios, I was kind of like thinking of this list, like they're underrated because they're just fast cars. They're powerful cars, right? And so to kind of give you an example, the Camaro comes in with a power to weight ratio of 5.42 pounds per horsepower, right? So that's pretty badass. That's pretty lightweight right there. The Z06, 5.97 pounds per horsepower. That's backwards, actually. So 5.42 for the Z06, 5.97, so almost 6 pounds per horsepower for the 1LE Camaro. But get this, the Kia is like extra fat. 14 pounds! 8 to 9 pounds per horsepower more. So it's that's why you're not going to see like massive performance. But get this, it still does 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds. You do a nice cold air intake, you do a tune, etc., you're going to be sitting close to just 4 flat. So for a luxury sedan that's going to take your family to and fro in comfort, hard to beat. You know, Camaro's only a 4-seater. Z06 is only a 2-seater. So, you know, you got to kind of weigh that out. So if you're a family man and you want a fun car who's also luxurious, going to give you all your cooled, heated seats, all that mumbo jumbo, then you really got to consider the GT2 from Kia, the Stinger GT2. That's the highest end version of the car. So, sleeper pick. This fucking car, like, it always flies under the radar a little bit with me. I've driven one. I've driven multiple versions of this car. I've driven the Fox body version. I've driven like a 1997, and I've driven like a 2008, and that's the Mustang GT, and specifically the Mustang GT with the Performance Package 2 on it, and that makes all the difference because you got all kinds of upgraded materials, braking, cooling, ECU, the whole nine, and this car is 460 horsepower, and that's 343 kilowatts and 420 pound-feet of torque. So it's a little light on the torque, and this is where a lot of people say, well, wouldn't you go with just the Camaro 1LE or the Camaro Turbo? No, in fact, I would not, because this car smokes those motherfuckers on the track. It's like, it's not even worth the competition. Like, this car, this Ford Mustang GT with the Performance Package 2 is potent on the track. So if you're looking for a car that's fast and it's going to get you there, and you also do track days on the weekend, etc., this is like one of the steals of the century right now. And now, don't get me wrong, the GT500 is right around the corner. The GT350R is better performance-wise, like speed-wise, but it carries a way higher price. And it has a lot more horsepower, of course, too. So you get what you pay for, but this Performance Package 2 GT is amazing, and it's coming in at 8.46 pounds per horsepower. So right in the middle of the pack, right? And 0 to 60 time is right around 4. Some people are kind of giving it even faster into the 3s. It's that 420 torque, by the way, is 569 Newton meters for the international folks. And this car, actually, recently I saw in Car and Driver that it threw down one of the fastest times in the Lightning Lap. And so for the price at 50 plus thousand, you're looking at right around 44 to 51,000, depending on how you spec it out. You know, this is a pretty affordable car for what it can do. Being that it's one of the top 50 fastest cars tested by Car and Driver, that's a pretty cool list to be on. Top 10 this year, rocking and rolling. So I just think it's something that people overlook with the Ford right now. I think it's Ford is the Mustang in particular is in like one of the sweetest spots ever. Honorable mention for this spot for me is the Ford Focus RS. That's another Ford vehicle that is throwing down one of the fastest times. There's only two cars that are four cylinders that even come in close on the Lightning Lap. When I was looking at the full list of every car that's ever run the Lightning Lap, that can compete with this, and that's another vehicle that's my next choice. And I was a little bit of a hater on this car, I will be the first to admit, and that's more aesthetic reasons. And that's the Honda Civic Type R. This car is growing on me. It really is. It's going to show its longevity. It's going to be reliable. It really is just going to be a fun car to have if you're lucky enough to get one. Now, discontinued, but hopefully it'll make a return to the States once the new Ford Focus hits in Europe. So that's my honorable mention kind of for this one, but my choice for the 30,000 range is the Honda Civic Type R. And again, witchcraft. This car, the rev matching transmission, it handles like unbelievably well. You wouldn't believe for a second that you're in a front wheel drive car. There's like virtually no understeer. It's just hard to fathom what Honda did with this vehicle. And it's quick. It's other than another car on my list, it's one of the fastest front wheel drive vehicles. Now, the car that's going to make the list that's a transverse engine is going to trump it for me. But in the end, the Honda Civic's amazing. 306 horsepower. Remember, that's 306 horsepower out of a front engine, front wheel drive car. Big ass wing. Not a fan, right? Aesthetically, I guess you could take it off, but then what's the point of having a Civic Type R unless you're going to kind of stand out? That's 228 kilowatts, 295 pound-feet of torque, which comes in at 400 Newton meters. It only weighs, this is where Honda wins right here, 3,117 pounds. So it's light, right? It's 6-speed manual. So that's a big positive for a lot of car guys. If you're looking for a quality manual transmission with this beautiful rev match technique that they have, so you know, heel to toe is out the door with this car, this is the car for you, probably, if you can get past the aesthetics. Now, it's puts out not as much torque, of course, of any other car on here. It's 295 pound feet of torque. I already kind of told you that one, but it I get distracted when I'm driving, especially when people are driving stupid. What the hell is this guy doing anyway? So 10, this is its ratio for your horsepower, pounds to horsepower ratio. It's 10.18 pounds per horsepower. So nice balanced vehicle, you know. It's pretty badass. If you're looking for a $35,000 car, this is the one for you. So I recommend you definitely check it out. Give it a test drive. If you're lucky enough, they will rock and roll. It's a fun car, 36 grand out the door. You're not going to be able to wheel and deal this car. They don't sit on the lot very long at all, to say the least. All right, two more. Do I have two more or just one more? One more. Holy shit, this is flying by. I'm talking about these cars like I'm going to go buy one. I wish. If I had won the lottery, I'd buy a couple of these. My favorite pick on this list. I already did an episode about it. I already added it to the cars you should collect now. But I'm telling you right now, it is so flat out underrated. And every time I turn around and read an article from Motor Trend or just in general, I'm surfing the web about cars, etc., or I'm turning into Car and Driver. I subscribe to all these damn magazines. It always comes up. It always like makes an appearance. It appears in places I don't expect it to. And it's that damn Audi TTRS. It's just phenomenal. Like, the car is ridiculous. It's crazy overpriced. I'll be the first one to say this. This car is $15,000 more than the Camaro ZL1 LE, 1 LE. So ZL1 1 LE. They need to get a better fucking name for the Camaro, by the way. Like, could they make it more complicated? Can it just be like the Camaro Super Hawk or something like that? They need to just come up with like a mean ass name. Anyway, Audi TTRS, the first transverse engine, already hinted at this, to break the 3-minute lap at the Lightning Lap for Car and Driver. That right there should tell you this car is unbelievable. It's phenomenal. You're talking about a 5-cylinder, 2.5 liter turbocharged car that's doing 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds because it's mounted to that amazing all-wheel drive system from Audi. It's got a ratio of 8.2 pounds per horsepower. It has 400 horsepower, 298 kilowatts, and 354 pound-feet of torque. That's 480 newton meters. Now, that's before you take it to APR, to a dealership, to put the Go APR pack on it. You put that shit on here, you're talking about a 500 horsepower, 450 plus pound feet of torque crotch rocket. That's a car. Like, literally, this car is like, fundamentally, it's like a go-kart. It's an adult go-kart that you get to drive. Now, it's $81,000 though, so now you're talking Z06 money. So for some people, they're just like, well, if I'm gonna pay that much, I'm getting me the Z06. To each his own. I personally love the Audi's look. I love the interior. I posted pictures on the Facebook page multiple times. I think it's posh. I like it. I think it's more comfortable than the Z06. I think you're going to be able to drive it all year round. Flat out, you just are. You're not going to drive your Z06 in December with 2 inches of snow on the ground. You're asking for it if you do. So for me, the Audi TTRS is probably my number one car right now. It's literally a car that I think feels all, other than size. And it doesn't do that, right? It's tiny as shit. But get the RS3. I mean, it's same engine, more weight. It's going to be lower performance, but you can extract all the power you want out of it via Go APR. So it's a no-brainer for me, guys. I don't know. That's my most underrated list. That's a quick bang, bang, bang. The episode is over. I hope you liked it. If you didn't, whatever. Go cry somewhere. I don't know. I think this is a cool list to look at right now. I tried to find a car under 30. I'd have to go with WRX maybe, or Scion FRS, or well, it's not that anymore. It's the Toyota 86. Those cars have a ton of potential. And like, again, the Scion or the Toyota 86 or the Subaru BRZ. Go put a supercharger on it. 400 horsepower, plenty. You're done. You don't need to do any more. It's like a little baby version of the TTRS. But for me, if I have the money, I mean, if I have like unlimited money, well then fuck it. I'm getting the 911 GT2 RS. It's a no-brainer. But if I don't have that much money, which is who I talk to on my show, I'm going to try to find the best deal available to make it a potent monster. On this list, that's probably actually the Mustang GT. For the money, it's probably the fastest, most fun vehicle you can get for the price. But I don't think it doesn't fill all the check boxes for me. Like, I love all-wheel drive. I like to be able to drive my fun car all year round. I don't want to have to just stop driving my car. I don't get the people that just drive their car on the weekends. Unless I'm filthy rich, I don't get it. I want to be able to drive my ride all year round. So hit me up at Turbos and Tuning. on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, etc. turbosandtuning@gmail.com. You can always email me any questions, concerns, etc. Hit me up with any ideas. If you want me to feature a car, if you got something you want to come on the show and talk shit with me, come on the show and talk shit with me. On Anchor, you can just dial. I can dial you up. You can dial me up. We can actually have a conversation over the phone, and it's recorded to the podcast. Pretty freaking cool. Haven't tried it yet. Don't know if it works very well, but I'm willing to try anything. Right? Alrighty, dudes, dudettes. Remember, buckle up, drive hard, but drive safe. Let me give you a little taste of this. Woo! Woohoo! Loving it, baby. Get yourself a Glaw if you want a hot hatch. And if you have any questions, hit me up. Deuces!